What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Military Miler, a show dedicated to helping military members and their families travel the world for free using points and miles. Here, we'll talk about the best-kept secrets in credit card rewards and how you and your family can travel more often and more comfortably and save thousands in the process. So sit back, relax, and get ready, because this stuff's going to blow your mind and change your life. My name's Tusi, and this is the Military Miler. What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Military Miler. My name's Tusi, and today we're talking all about the number one credit card for military members and their spouses, the American Express Platinum. But before we get started, be sure to hit the follow button, subscribe to the podcast, and click the auto download button so that every new episode goes right into your feed and you don't miss out on any of the big news, changes, and limited time offers in the points and miles world. And be sure to leave a 5-star rating and a review wherever you are listening. So let's go ahead and get started. We are back in the Amex Platinum series. This is a little mini series we're doing here to kick off the podcast because the Amex Platinum is the number one credit card for military members and their spouses. Definitely the most popular card amongst military members. And I think out of, you know, all the people that I've talked to about the Platinum, they more often than not don't know how to use all of the benefits that come with the card. The card comes with thousands of dollars of benefits. It's not too hard to learn how to use them all. It's just a matter of not knowing. So the purpose of this little series here is to help you better understand all the different benefits and credits that you are entitled to by having the Amex Platinum card, and help you figure out how to use them all. So by the time this series is over, which is, it'll probably be about 10 episodes or so, you should be on track to reap over $1,200 in benefits and credits by the end of the year. Let's jump right back into it. The game plan, again, just as a quick reminder, is that we'll explain what the benefit is, how to use it, and then we'll tackle any special notes for folks stationed OCONUS, and then we'll wrap it up with a quick note about the Platinum card and about opening the Platinum card, and then why you also should probably have a gold card too in your pocket. So let's get to it. Today's episode, we are talking specifically about the $200 airline fee credit. So that's the name of the credit if you hop on the Amex app or on the desktop. And what the credit says is you select one qualifying airline and then receive up to $200 in statement credits per calendar year when incidental fees such as checked bags and in-flight refreshments are charged by the airline to your Platinum card account. So $200, you get it back for incidental fees. Specifically, right? So what are incidental fees? Like it says, those are things like check bags, in-flight refreshments, maybe a seat change, not necessarily a seat upgrade, but a seat change. But the question is, well, what are qualifying airlines? So the qualifying airlines are Alaska, American, Delta, Hawaiian, JetBlue, Spirit, Southwest, and United. These airlines are subject to change, but whenever they change, American Express will send out an kind of a notice so that everyone knows. I haven't seen them change in a while, so I'm not sure when that would change again. So how does it work exactly? So you go into your Amex app or onto the desktop. You go to, you know, rewards and benefits, go to all your benefits, and then find the $200 airline fee credit benefit. If this is the first time that you're doing this, you are going to have to select your preferred airline. So again, you'll select through any number of these airlines. If you have not done it before, then you will get to select it right now, no matter what time of year it is. However, if you've already selected your preferred airline, then you will not be able to change it until January. Every year in January, the entire month of January, that is when you are allowed to change your selected airline. So for example, mine used to be Southwest for a long time. And then when we moved overseas, we decided to switch it from Southwest to United, and I had to wait until January in order to make that change. So how it works, the basic card member, which means the card holder. So anyone who's an authorized user, you would not get this credit for being an authorized user. I often see this where the military member will open the credit card and then add their spouse as an authorized user. We'll talk a little bit more about it later, but you and your spouse should both have your own Platinum card for sure, because both of you will get your annual fees waived on the credit card. So just a reminder, the Platinum card has a $695 annual fee that gets waived for active duty military members and their spouses. This also applies to Guard and Reserve members who are on Title 10 orders or have been on active duty status for at least 30 days. Both of you will get your annual fees waived. So you both definitely want to have your own card so that you each get the benefits, right? You get to double the benefits. So here, $200 of airline incidental fees, that'd be $400 of airline incidental fees that you'd get reimbursed. Technically, it says here on the how it works thing that you'll get up to $200 back per calendar year, which is important to know. So January to December, you get that back in statement credits for incidental travel fees charged by your selected airline onto your eligible card, which is your platinum card. Airline tickets, mileage point purchases, or mileage point transfer fees, gift cards, upgrades, duty-free purchases, and award tickets are not eligible for statement credits. So that's an important thing to know in general. However, we'll see there are actually a couple scenarios in which you actually can buy airline tickets using this fee. We'll talk about that here in a second. And just something to note, it says it can take up to 6 to 8 weeks for you to get reimbursed. I typically see it within a week, sometimes 2 weeks, but technically it could be up to 8 weeks to get reimbursed here. So what are the kind of the best ways to use this if you are a military member? Well, kind of under normal circumstances, let's say you chose Southwest as your airline. When you book a Southwest ticket, let's say you use your points to book a Southwest ticket. So whether you have Southwest points or you transfer Chase points over to Southwest, when you pay for the ticket, you still have to pay, it's usually $5.60 or something like that per direction. So if it was a round trip ticket, it would be $11.20. That is just your standard taxes and fees that come with every single ticket. If you paid with your platinum card, and Southwest was your preferred airline, you would in fact get that $11.20 reimbursed. So in order to get the full $200, you'd have to go on a lot of flights using that credit. So this is really important where the cool hacks and the secrets come in. So there are two different ways that you can use this credit to actually get airline tickets. And the first one actually is with Southwest. So for whatever reason, if you purchase a Southwest ticket that costs under $100, it triggers this airline fee credit. No one knows why. No one understands how it's coded on the back end or what. But if you purchase a ticket that is under $100 and Southwest is your selected airline, you will get that ticket reimbursed. So for example, we had just moved to Italy a couple years ago. We moved in August, and Southwest was still my preferred airline, and I had not used my credits yet. And I had to wait until January to change my airline, and I was going to change it to United. So I was trying to figure out, how do I use my Southwest credits? And I went onto Flyer Talk, which is an online forum where basically a bunch of points and miles enthusiasts will go on and just kind of post their data points of when of what they've done and when it happened. So for example, they'll go on there and say, hey, I purchased my Southwest ticket. It cost $89 and I got it reimbursed a week later, just kind of as a constant feed or a constant update of what is still working, because there are lots of other incidental fees and whatnot that used to trigger the credit, but no longer trigger the credit. So that's just where people go. It's kind of a crowdsourced forum, you could say. So I went on there and I saw that the Southwest credit was still getting reimbursed for tickets under $100. So I went on and I bought my mom a round trip ticket to Texas from California. And it cost $89 each way. Now, I technically did not buy her a round trip ticket, because a round trip ticket would have cost $188. No, $178. So that would not have triggered the credit, because it's more than $100. But I purchased 2 one-way tickets. So I got one $89 ticket from California to Texas, paid for it on my platinum card. And then I went right back in, 5 seconds later, and purchased a ticket from Texas back to California. And again, $89. So paid for both of those, and about a week later got reimbursed for both of them. So if you prefer to fly Southwest, if it's the most convenient, you really like to have the checked bags for, let's say, your spouse who doesn't normally get free checked bags, because if you're the military member, you would get free checked bags. If that's your preferred airline, then by all means, that is a fantastic way to utilize that credit. And what you could also do if you wanted is you could book that flight, you'd get reimbursed for it. And then if you canceled that flight in Southwest, you would receive Southwest credit back, which you could then use later on. Like, let's say it's December right now, Southwest is your preferred airline. You could book the tickets right now so that you have flights, so that you get the credits back. And then You could, you know, a week later or whatever, you could go in, you could cancel that ticket, get your Southwest credit, and then apply that to a future flight in the next calendar year for when it makes sense for you to travel. So that's something to consider. The other way to use this airline fee credit to actually book flights is through United. And this one's pretty awesome. So United has this thing called the Travel Bank. It's kind of their way for you to, it's like a wallet inside of United, and it's a way for you to prepay for tickets. So you basically load money to your United wallet called the Travel Bank. And you can upload money into that account in several different increments. I think it's in a $50 increment, $100 increment, $250, $500, and like $750 or something like that. Well, for whatever reason, if you purchase Travel Bank credit, you purchase with your credit card, that will get reimbursed as well, as long as the purchase amount is less than the total amount of your airline fee credit. So for example, if you purchase the $250 increment in Travel Bank, you would not get $200 reimbursed on your Platinum card. You would have to purchase two separate transactions of $100. So every single year we do this. I've got two Platinum cards. My wife has one. We're looking to open some more later this year. And every year in January, I go in, I log into Travel Bank, and I'd make a bunch of different purchases of $100 increments. So like, since we got three Platinum cards, that means six transactions. You just go in, purchase $100, check out, boom, done. Next, purchase $100, boom, check. Done. And I just do that for every single Platinum card we have. So every year we get that $600 in airline fee credits, which is freaking awesome. It's so awesome because that credit is good for 5 years. So even though we're stationed overseas, we don't have to use it immediately. We actually have lots of time. And it's been fantastic for when I've had to go TDY back to the States. I've been able to use my United credit to take leave for a weekend and go visit a friend. Like I went to tech school Shepherd in Texas, in Wichita Falls, Texas. And we graduated, we finished the class, and I took a little bit of leave in the States, and I spent a weekend up in San Francisco with a buddy of mine. And I was able to purchase it was like a $400 ticket. It was really expensive because I bought it super last minute, but I was able to get the whole thing with my Travel Bank credit, which is absolutely free, which is awesome. One thing to note, so this is a kind of a special note. It really only applies to people who are stationed overseas or to people planning on flying overseas. Travel Bank credit for United is only good for flights that are on United or United Express. This does include, you know, SkyWest doing business as United Express or, those other contracted carriers, but it does not apply to partners. So, for example, Lufthansa is a partner with United. You cannot use these Travel Bank credits to book a Lufthansa flight. Even if it's in United, you're in United.com and you see a flight that goes from Munich to New York. If that flight is Lufthansa, you will not be able to use your Travel Bank. You'd be able to like get to the checkout. And once you get to the checkout, Travel Bank will not be a payment method available to you. However, if you're flying, you know, domestically inside the United States, Travel Bank will always be one of those options there for you to pay for your flights. Now, there are United and United Express flights that do go international. So actually, that example I said earlier is probably a poor example. If you're flying from the States to Germany, for example, it's most likely going to be a United flight or maybe even United Express. Those flights you would be able to use. Now, you know, we're stationed in Italy. So if we want to fly United back to the States, we have to go usually through Germany and back to the States. So the route, I'll make it up. Let's say we're going from Venice to Munich and then from Munich to New York, like JFK. That leg from Venice to Munich would probably be a Lufthansa flight and we would not be able to use Travel Bank for it. However, if we book specifically Munich to JFK, and that says on United's website, it says on there United as the carrier, then we would be able to use Travel Bank for that credit. So it's a little bit on the constricting side in that it's specifically only United and United Express, but for the vast majority of people, this is a very easy way to get the full $200 of credit back to you. And again, if you are stationed overseas, I highly recommend just switching it to United and then banking up your Travel Bank so that whenever you do go back to the States, whether it's EPCS back to the States or you're just taking some leave back to the States, that way you can pay for some of those flights within the States and you'd get it all reimbursed. So that is the $200 airline fee credit. This is one of those credits that is fantastic if you have more than one platinum card. So how do you get more than one platinum card? Generally speaking, if you already have an Amex Platinum, you can't just apply for a new Amex Platinum and just get a second one. Typically, what you have to do is open a gold card, an Amex Gold, and then after you've had that card for a year, you can call Amex and upgrade it to another platinum card. Now, for most people in the world, it doesn't make sense to have a whole bunch of platinum cards because the annual fee is $695 and a lot of the benefits on the card don't really do you any good to have two platinum cards, like airport lounge access, which we'll talk about in another episode. There's only one of you to enter a lounge. So having two cards in your name that both give you lounge access, it doesn't really do you any good to have two of them. You only need one of them. But benefits like this, the $200 airline fee credit, do absolutely double for you. So like I said, I've got two platinum cards and I'm planning on opening some more later. I have $400 in airline fee credits every year, which is $400 in United Travel Bank. Like $400 in United. Yeah, United can sometimes be a lot more expensive than some of the other airlines, but I get $200 of United credit, so I'm gonna use it, like for sure. So if you, something to note if you are looking at applying for a car. So if you do not have a platinum card yet, you need to, or you will probably, I won't say you need, but you probably want to open an Amex Gold card first. And the reason is a few months ago, I believe it was October of 2023, Amex came out and changed the rules. And they said that if you already have a platinum card, you are not eligible to get a sign-up bonus on a gold card. So if you've already got a platinum, and you don't have a gold, you won't be able to get the welcome offer on a gold card when you sign up for it. You could totally still open it. And there's a really good argument to be made to open another gold card. But if you already have a platinum, you are not eligible for the welcome offer on a gold card. So if you don't have either card, it's probably a good idea to open the gold card first to earn the welcome offer. And then once you've earned that welcome offer, go ahead and apply for a platinum card. And then you will in fact be eligible for the welcome offer on the platinum. If you already have a platinum card and you don't have a gold card, it's definitely, I won't say definitely, right? Not 100%, but it is extremely likely that it is worth it for you to still open the gold card, even though you won't get the sign-up bonus. Numero uno, because the gold card also gets the annual fee. You also get the annual fee waived on the gold card because you're active duty military or your spouse is active duty military. The annual fee is normally $250. And no, it doesn't come with as many credits as the platinum does, but it earns four times as many points at the grocery store and and when you're eating out. So it's definitely a better everyday spend card for sure. You'll earn way more Amex points using your gold card everywhere than you will your platinum card. But once you've had your gold card for 12 months, you can call Amex, upgrade it to a second platinum card, and then you could literally that same day, you could turn around and apply for another gold card. Obviously, you wouldn't get the welcome offer again because Amex has a rule that you can only get a welcome offer on a card once in your lifetime, but you'd have another gold card that you'd be able to continue using for your everyday spend to earn 4x points at grocery stores and eating out. And you'd have a second platinum card, which means you'd get the extra $200 in airline fee credits, as well as all the other credits that we're talking about in this series. So you definitely want to eventually have a platinum and a gold. And if you have a spouse, they also get their annual fees waived. So it's definitely in your guys' interest together as a couple to have your own platinum cards. It's perfectly fine if one of you or both of you are authorized users on each other's cards. But honestly, there really isn't that much added benefit to having authorized users anymore on the platinum cards because Amex kind of nerfed a lot of their benefits for authorized users. So if you're both going to get your annual fees waived anyway, it totally makes more sense for you each to have your own platinum card. And then by extension, your own gold card as well. So if you are interested in signing up for either of these cards, you can go ahead and check out my website at militarytravelrewards.com. Again, the platinum is the number one credit card for military members. And the gold card is hands down my number one go-to everyday card when stationed in the States. So that's it for today. Thanks everyone for hanging out with me on the Military Miler today. If you'd like to get in touch with me, you want advice on what your next card should be, or you just want to share your wins, shoot me an email at podcast@militarytravelrewards.com. Again, that's podcast@militarytravelrewards.com. You can also shoot me a message on Instagram at @BigTusi. And if you or your spouse don't already have the number one credit card for military members and their spouses, be sure to go to our website and you can sign up for it there. Thanks everybody for joining me and stay tuned for the next episode. See you guys. Thanks for joining us today here at the Military Miler. Be sure to leave a 5-star rating and a review wherever you're listening. And be sure to send this episode to all your military friends and family. All opinions expressed on the show are purely my own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the United States Air Force, the DoD, or the federal government. This show is for entertainment purposes only and does not constitute legal or financial advice. All right, I'm done talking. Enjoy the music. I'm out of here.